Why? Why the long face? No reason? There has to be a reason. People don't just have a facial expression like that for no reason. Tell me what's up. That's true, you don't know me, but I'd like to know you. We can start easy. My name's Jojo. What's your name? That's a cool name. Okay, now you go next. Tell me something interesting about yourself. Really? You're telling me that there is nothing interesting about you? I find that hard to believe. There must be one thing you're interested in or interesting about you. Just one thing. One. You want to become an author? See, that's really awesome. What genre are you planning on going into? Several, huh? You must be a real overachiever. Oh, don't say that. I'm sure you'll be successful. I'm gonna make sure I'll be the first one to ever buy one of your books. Why do you doubt that? We can keep in contact. We might even become the best of friends. Or more, perhaps. And that way you can tell me when they release, and I'll be the first one in the store to buy one. Don't do what? Get your hopes up? What do you mean? You think I'm just being nice? Then I'm making a fool out of you. I would never, honestly. I'm just gonna move a little closer to you, okay? Oh, come on, why'd you move away? Why don't you want me to get close to you? Because you're you. I'm not sure I understand. What do you mean by that? Why would anyone like me want to be near you, let alone talk to you? Okay, well, I was intrigued by you just sitting here, and I wanted to get to know you, that's all. I'm not judging you. Why would I be judging you for? For how you look. Okay, that's just ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with how you look. You look great. Don't say that. You're definitely not fat. No. You're not ugly, and you're definitely not too tall. You do fit in, and you're most certainly not disgusting. Why would you say such cruel things about yourself? Look at me and tell me why. You don't want to because you don't want me to look at you directly in your face. Well, I'm sorry to have to do this, but I'm just going to grab your face gently and turn it to look at me. Stop trying to get your face out of my hand. Tell me why you're saying such things about yourself. There's a voice inside your head telling you all this stuff. Well, you know that stuff isn't true, right? Okay, I know I don't know you, but I don't need to. I can already tell that you're a person with many dreams, and that voice in your head is just trying to make you fail. It wants to see you suffer, and if you succumb to it, it'll just try to make you feel worse, because all it does is gain power from your suffering. If you don't give it fuel, it won't survive. Why can't you help it? Is there not stuff that makes you feel better, or that you can, like, immerse yourself in to distract you from that voice? It's too strong? Well, I don't think so, and you most definitely aren't weak. I see you tearing up. Just let it out. It's good to cry. I'm here for you. You don't cry because you think crying means you're weak. Well, crying does not make you weak. It means you're strong. You know why? Because it takes someone strong to let their true feelings out, especially in front of someone else. That's not the only reason why you don't cry. Okay, well, what else is it? It hurts too much for you to cry. Oh my God, come here. Okay, I'm not gonna force you to cry right now, but you need to cry eventually. Just let me hold you. It's gonna be alright. I'm just gonna kiss your forehead. think forehead kisses are a sweet way of saying that I care for you and that I can and will protect you no matter what. What was that? You want someone to save you. Save you from what exactly? You don't want to feel like you do, but you don't think you can stop feeling like this on your own. You hope for someone to save you from feeling like this, but no one ever comes. And if they do, they just end up leaving, making you feel worse off than before. Look at me again, okay? I promise I won't ever leave you. You've heard that before, huh? Well, I can understand you not trusting that then, especially since you've just met me, but wait and see. I'll make true on that promise. I know you're a while away from truly crying, but that single tear you just shed right now is a heck of a start. Let me just do one thing, though. I'm just gonna kiss along that tear-stained trail left over on your cheek. If that's okay with you, of course. It is? Great. I want to wipe your tear away, but I also wanted to kiss you, so I figured I'd do both in one. It's kind of weird, I know, but I just think the saddest thing in the world is when there's only a single tear down someone's face, because it shows that they need to cry, but something's holding them back. We'll get there, though, okay? Together. I'm not sure that was enough, though. I just need to kiss you one last time, but this time on the lips. Wow, I actually got a little smile. Success! That wasn't necessarily what I intended, but it was a heck of a bonus. You have a real cute smile. I'd love to see it again. Just lean into me. I want to hold you even closer. I want you to feel safe and wanted and protected and everything in between. Because guess what? I am here to save you.